Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
podcasts. From the Defont LeRoy Recording Studios in sunny Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida, in westerly Rhode Island, this is episode 202 of the Por Favor, Manténgase Alejado de las podcast. I am Mike down in sunny southwest Florida, joined by Mr. Klinsman up in westerly Rhode Island. Mr. Klinsman, good evening.
Good evening, Mike. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. It's just another Saturday night recording the podcast. This is becoming... This is not a good habit to get into for us.
I'm losing. I have no idea what day it is anymore.
Losing track of your time.
Yeah, I got no TV, so I don't know like when it's Big Monday and Super Tuesday.
Is that how you use your calendar? Oh, well, Kansas played, so it must be Monday.
Yeah, it's Monday. It's either Monday or Saturday.
Right. I was gonna ask if you watched the Rhodey Rams today, but you don't have TV, so I guess you didn't get to see that.
How'd they do?
They did good. They were on ESPN, 11 a.m. showcase game.
Yeah,
ESPNU.
I had a buddy who went to the game. He posted on Facebook.
They beat the St. Bonaventure Bonnies pretty handily. But I guess that's a good win because they were like 12-1 this year heading into conference play, Bonaventure.
Wow.
So it was actually a good win for them. Rhodey's hot right now, and I guess the A-10's pretty bad this year, so they should be able to really pad their stats.
I think they're a tournament team, don't you?
They're going to end up in the top 25 pretty soon because they don't have a lot of competition. They're going to end up being like 18-3 in a couple weeks. You know, that'll get them up into the top 20. Oh, you never know, though. URI, they're always good to, like, you know, dribble down their legs once or twice.
Exactly.
They'll lose to, like, St. Joe's or somebody that's lousy, but for the most part, I was looking at their schedule on ESPN and they show, like, the win probability of every game. And they don't have one that's, like, under 70% until February.
Oh, wow.
So, like, they should run the table in January, which will obviously help them. They'll be favored, I should say, in every year.
Correct. Right.
But they have good seniors. That's the thing. They're going to be everybody's pick. You thought everyone was picking them last year in the tournament. Everyone's going to pick them to have a deep run this year.
They're gonna make a run this year, huh?
Well, I don't know if they will, but everyone's going to pick them because they were there. They had a good season last year. They're going to be all seniors. EC Matthews and Terrell are both seniors. You know, Hurley's a good coach. We'll see. They have a freshman. Have you watched much of their stuff this year?
I've watched a few games, yeah.
They had the freshman, Fats. His first name is Fats. That's a good name, isn't it?
Oh, that's a great name.
Fats Fatson.
It's like Rhodey's sister's name is Tiny.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, she was the runt. She weighed like 3 pounds. Her name's Tiny.
Oh, that's how big was Rhodey when he was born, comparatively?
Well, no, this was at the time that we picked him up. He was like 11 pounds,
and she was still three.
She was like 3 or 4. Yeah.
Wow. I guess that is being a runt, huh?
Yeah. Yep.
They got to fight for the mother's milk, and they don't always get there. I guess.
I guess that's how it works.
I don't know. I'm no dog person. You would know better than I. So what's new? Has the golf been busy, or have people been staying away because it's been colder than usual down there?
No, it's been a beautiful week. It just came in today. Yesterday, it was like 78 degrees. It was gorgeous. I had the lanai all wide open. It was beautiful.
You hang out at the new place?
It started getting windy, and today it's one of those like October days in Minnesota. It was just cloudy, windy, and like 61 degrees.
Oh, yeah. That's all right. If those are your worst days, you got it.
Exactly. That's what I said. You know, I had a pair of wind pants on and my new Grand Floridian fleece.
That's a nice shirt.
That thing's beautiful. Yeah. So I wear that 10 days a year. I mean, you'd take that, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
None of that winter Melnick wardrobe that you know I used to support up there.
Yeah. Because you'd really. I mean, for me, it doesn't. I mean, this has been weird this year. So how cold it's been. We get the snow, but we don't get the bitter cold like you got in Minnesota.
Oh, it was awful. I was listening to WCCO today before I came in. It was like three degrees at like 2 p.m.
Well, didn't you post that like just the other day was the first day since Christmas it wasn't below zero?
Yes, isn't that ridiculous?
That's so bad. Why do people live there?
And then and that was the year that I snapped because did you see the stat when it said that the winter of 14-15?
Oh yeah, that's right.
It was like 56 days below zero. That's 2 months, Jurgen, below zero.
That's not good.
Why do people live there? Because they were born there. Same reason, you know, people live in Rhode Island because they were born and raised there.
The weather's not as bad, though. I mean, you have to
admit. No, it's not as bad, but it's still,
it's still not a place where people who grew up in Naples say, you know what, someday I'm going to retire to Pawtucket or Central Falls.
Oh, well, you could say that about anywhere, though.
No, yeah, it's true about a lot of places.
I mean, you could say no one's going to go retire to, like, the panhandle, some of those podunk towns in Florida either. You know, you could say it about any place. But I understand your point. People do retire to Newport and Narragansett, though.
Yeah, they might have summer cottages, but people don't do the year-round thing up there.
That's true. Fair point. I'll give you that. How's the house coming along? You got all your furniture in there now?
Yeah, that's all done, and then they had to have the guy come out on Friday to fix all the stuff that was broken.
Right.
So then we got to replace a few things that couldn't be fixed, and our electric now is all working, Bill.
Oh, that's good. So, like, when you turn on the light in the kitchen, it actually comes on. It doesn't open your garage or something like that.
So you'll love this. I was so pissed because we're having electrical problems. It's like, okay, it's a new house, to be expected. Well, last week, Kristen was taking a shower, and I'm in the living room, and I hear the sink, and it's just going bloop, 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 bloop. I'm like, what the hell is going on? So I go look in the mud rooms, and they're bubbling. Like, oh, there's lava. They're going bloop, bloop. Bloop, 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 bloop.
So it's not coming from the faucet, it's like coming from the drain?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
So, next day, I go to take a piss, and I flush, and it doesn't go down.
Oh, boy.
So I go into our...
At least it was just a number one. At least it wasn't a business meeting.
It wasn't the deuce. So, I go into the big... We have a beautiful walk-in shower with that rainfall, and I go walk in there, and there's just piss... and dirt all backed up in there.
Oh, boy.
I said, fantastic.
In the shower?
So, yes, correct, sir. Yes, correct, sir. So I call my project manager. I'm like, hey. I'm like, the electrical stuff I can deal with, I said, but this has got to be fixed ASAP. He goes, oh, I think I know what happened. The plumber forgot to pull some type of thing outside. He's like, I'll call the plumber and get him over there ASAP. So I'm out there walking roadie, and I see plumbers who are working on the next house. Now they're over at my house. They're pulling up my sod.
Oh, boy.
And they're pulling a drain, and sure as poop, that's what the problem was. But
it was just backed up. It's like if you had like a little, it just, oh, so it wasn't like connected to the line yet. It basically
basically it hadn't been connected.
And then he did that, everything started flowing.
And then everything's fine. So then we had the electrician come in on Friday. And what we've been having problems with is we've been tripping the family room.
Okay.
So the lights will trip, and whatever's connected to that. So we noticed that whenever we ran the garbage disposal, we were tripping the living room lights. So a kid shows up. He's like, you know, I don't have any appointments. I'm going to be here all day to fix this thing. So he's there about 45 minutes. He's like, I got no clue what's going on. He goes, do you mind if I run down the street? I have a lady that I was supposed to take care of, and I thought yours was going to be easy fix, but it's not going to be that easy. So those were not good words to hear.
No.
Out of an electrician. So I'm like, yeah, go ahead. So he runs to the lady's house, comes back in like a half hour, and about an hour and a half later, he had everything fixed. He said that they were just something wired incorrectly.
Oh, that's good. So he didn't have to like go all the way back to the pole or anything.
No, but he said that the living room and the garbage disposal were not on the same breaker, so he had no clue why that they would be tripping each other. He's like, I could see, like, if your living room, if you were overloading something, and you put on, like, the TV, the DVD player, two overhead lamps and this, and then the ceiling fan that tripped, and, you know, something, he said. So, I mean, he pulled out the refrigerator, he's going through everything, and then he finally figured it out. So little by little, Bill, baby steps. It's tough when you build a house. You know, and I try not to be angry, but it gets irritating a little bit, you know?
Well, the thing is, you didn't build it. You paid people to do it. They should know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. And I'm always from the philosophy that you should get it right the first time.
I mean, they should have tested this stuff, right? Like, they didn't run the water before...
Yes, exactly.
You closed on everything. Like, that seems like a simple thing. The electric stuff, okay, I could see something happen. They wouldn't figure it out until you start living in it. But, yeah, it's strange. Definitely strange.
Yeah, because what I did was I ran both the showers, because I was reading an article and they say, you know, if you have like three showers and you're not using them, that you should run both the showers just for maybe 5 or 10 minutes once a month just to get water down the drains.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're never going to use those unless you guys visit or somebody else visits. We're going to use that primary shower all the time unless we take a bath. So,
right.
You know, so when I ran those showers, you could just bloop, 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 bloop. Everything's backing up. I'm like, oh, this is not good right here.
Yeah. That's, like you said, I mean, it's one thing with electric, but when there's such being an issue with water and sewer, then you get problems.
Yes.
But everything else has been good, though?
Everything else is good, yep. We got some technologies on order.
Yeah, when's the... I know you got the TVs, but when's the, like, cable and internet getting hooked up?
Well,
or DirecTV, whatever it is.
I'm only going to have one TV in the one of the spare rooms because the den's getting a new flat screen and the living room's getting a new flat screen.
Mm-hmm.
So what they said is to have DirecTV come out first and just hook up the DirecTV, and then when Geek Squad comes out to install my TVs, then we can just plug in the cable.
Oh, that makes sense.
Because they said you don't want to have the TVs installed and mounted and then have DirecTV stop messing around with it.
True. That makes sense.
Plus, we got the wall chases, which is nice, so the cords go down through the wall.
Oh, okay. So you won't see anything. It'll just be on.
Yeah, we had that installed. But that was like an upgrade. So I'm like, might as well new construction. So in the den in the living room, we have the wall chases. So the plugs just go right through the wall down to the bottom.
Nice. Only problem with that is your TV's there and it's never moving. But I guess that's not too big of a deal.
Yeah, well, you only have cable outlets usually in one area anyways.
That's true.
For the most part. So.
No, that's true.
Yeah, when you have a den and you have a desk and a couch that fit perfectly, it's not like in the spring you want to rearrange the furniture. It's like, yep, that's there.
Yeah, true.
So it's all coming together, Bill, but I got Beautiful. The TV on right now and I'm in the I'm in Studio B. So forgive me if I don't seem interested, because this is the first time I've seen TV in some time.
Oh, so you're back at the old joint. So you got to get out. Yeah. So you got to get it in before the end of the month, because you're going to be gone.
Right.
So just as long as you have all the cable hooked up by June, when we pay a visit, you should be good.
Oh, you're going to have a TV in your bedroom, too.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, a little 32-inch. I apologize, but it should get you by. You can watch some news or...
Now, I did the online reservation process for a two-night stay, and I did the upgrade. Is that worth it, the view, the upgraded view?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes. I don't know. Did you get the food package, too?
I didn't go with the food package. We're going to have a car rental, so I figured I'd go to, like, a Publix and check that out and see what's going
you
on.
Wanna see what that, you want to see what that's all about, don't
yeah, I've
you?
Heard about these subs at Publix and everything, so I got to try that out.
That'll be beautiful. We can do a nice Facebook Live.
Exactly.
We'll take the girls shopping. It'd be perfect.
It'll be good. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Well, you know what I was thinking about? I gotta tell you a funny story. I was thinking about this today, of all things, about our love for food. I shared with you the text that the Vorney sent,
mm-hmm,
about how you come back to the show, and right away we're talking about food. Well, do you remember when we went to the $3 sports bar for the Jim Herrick show?
Of course I remember that.
And I remember, because I'm doing the dates. I'm 25 and you're 15.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember my old man would pull into your driveway to pick you up. You'd be standing on your stairs with your dad. And he'd yell over. He'd be like, "We already fed him. He had dinner about an hour ago, so you don't have to feed him." And then, like, literally 30 minutes after, you're, like, nose deep in clam chowder or whatever Bill was buying you.
Well, I mean, clam chowder, you can't go wrong with that.
That was beautiful, though. Every time he'd be like, "Yeah, we just ate a little while ago, so he's good." And then my Gary, you want something? Oh yeah, yeah. What are we gonna get?
Yeah, see, I wasn't Uncle. Thanks, Uncle Bill. I wasn't drinking beers, so I was saving the money on that end.
Yeah, that's true. You weren't of age at that time, so
right.
We usually just snack, though, didn't we? Just get like nachos and clam chowder or something.
We just went for the show. I don't even remember if you had a beer or two when we went or not. I think we just hung out and watched the radio show with Jim Shorts.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, Jim Shorts.
You want to hear about my beer sponsor of the week?
Yes, go ahead, Mr. Klinsman.
This is from New Holland Brewing, and I believe that's out of Michigan. It is, Holland, Michigan. This is called Baltic Anomaly. It's a honey porter, and says, "Much like the alien mystery found at the bottom of the Baltic Sea, this flavored Baltic porter boasts an anomaly of its own. Honey lends an extraterrestrial dimension to this earthly porter, balancing out the sweetness with a slightly dry finish. 8.5% alcohol by volume." It's good. I like the honey porters. I haven't had one in a long time, but this one's good. It's bringing back some memories.
What do those go for a six-pack?
I got this from Por Favor Sue for Christmas. She got me a mix of six.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know. It was one bottle. Probably, I'd say, a six pack anywhere from $12 to $16.99 for a six pack of those.
Oh, okay.
In that range, I would think $2 a bottle. Yeah,
two to three. Not too bad.
But that's all I have. We should probably get to break because we got a lot of filth to talk about coming up.
Let's go to break, Billy. And Mr. Klinsman, you came up with this week's show idea.
It was an easy one. We're going through menus, Bill.
Oh, really?
It's just Epcot. It's the gift that keeps on giving. The International Festival of the Arts just started at Epcot. It goes till February 17th, I believe. January 12th through February 19th. And it's basically another food and wine with arts being the premise of it. They had it last year, I believe it was the inaugural year, and it was only on weekends and Mondays. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Mm-hmm. This year it's every day, and I believe they've upped the food offering, so now it's just another food festival. And basically they have one going on, except for the summers now, at Epcot, because you have Flower and Garden that runs like March till May. This thing's January and February. Then you have the summer off, and then you have Food and Wine starts in August, goes till November, and then the holiday festival thing, which I didn't even really know about, they have food booths that too for a month, November and December. So it's crazy. I'm not complaining. I love this stuff, and it gives us good show topics. So I guess we should get right into the food offerings at this year's Festival of the Arts. Is this something... Did you check this out last year, the Festival of the Arts? I couldn't remember.
No, I don't think so.
Is it something that you are thinking about heading to? Or I guess we'll see as we go through this these food offerings.
What's that? I'm sorry?
Is this something you might hit up once or twice in the next month or so?
We'll see. I don't usually go up just for the sake of getting a $6 picky.
That's true. Well, Frank and Sue are going to be there.
Yeah, well, so we definitely will make an
appearance. So you get a free meal out of that, anyway.
I didn't say that.
Oh, I did. So do you have this link open, Bill?
Yeah, we got this thing fired up, Mr. Klinsman.
All right, I guess we'll just go right through, right in order here. It starts with the artist table, and the offerings they have there are a roast pork roulade with butternut squash puree, marble potatoes, and baby carrots with a red wine sauce featuring Melissa's produce.
No thanks, let's go to number two.
Okay. Pan-seared scallop with chorizo, roasted red pepper coulis, and a Parmesan crisp. That sounds fantastic.
$6.50.
Well, I mean, you go in with a scallop, so you're coming strong with a scallop, and then you throw chorizo on top of it, forget about it.
You can put chorizo on just regular chocolate pudding, and it's going to make for a fantastic either entree or dessert.
Chorizo is perfect with seafood, though.
It is.
Because, you know, you get like the crisp sweetness of seafood, and then you have the fatty spiciness of the chorizo that really helps. That's why the Portuguese are good with seafood. They always know.
Yeah, Portuguese are the best with seafood.
I agree with that. Then we have the Artist Palette Jumbo Chocolate Chip Cookie.
No thanks.
Yeah, it was fine. I mean, I like cookies, but probably wouldn't spend $5.50 on a cookie. And then some a Sipping Chocolate Flight, which I don't know what that means. I guess it's like hot chocolate, a white, a milk, and a dark chocolate.
Oh.
And then there's an alcoholic one, which is dark chocolate with Chambord, which is a liqueur. I think it's an almond liqueur, maybe. I could be wrong. I'm not too familiar. And a couple wines as well. A coffee-flavored wine. That's weird. But I'll skip. Well, as we usually do, we'll skip over the wines because neither of us know what we're talking about when it comes to that.
Correct.
So I don't think we'll have to think too much about Artist Table, but that scallop is definitely the winner.
That scallop is definitely, yep, yep. This should be an NCAA tournament. Let's go through this and then pick our winner for each of these brackets.
Okay, that's fine. So the scallop came out of the Artist Table bracket?
Yes.
All right, now we're going to Deconstructed Dish. Now this is a deconstructed BLT with crispy pork belly, tomato jam, and a soft poached egg. Sounds good to me.
Mm-hmm.
A deconstructed Reuben with shredded corned beef, Thousand Island dressing, pickled red cabbage, and a rye curl, whatever that means. Deconstructed strawberry cheesecake, whipped New York-style cheesecake with fresh Florida strawberries, and sugar cookie with micro basil. Deconstructed breakfast, these are just teas, I believe, a spiced apple chai tea shake with maple bourbon cream, a waffle crisp, and candied bacon. And then they have another one, same thing with non-alcoholic pop artsicle. Red, white, and blue frozen slushy. Okay, so there's some drinks and some different things. For me, that BLT sounds pretty good. I know you're a corned beef guy, so I don't know what you're thinking there.
No, I'm going with the BLT as well, Jurgen, because anything that includes a pork belly is fine by me.
And a soft poached egg. So you get the nice runny yolk on top of pork belly. I can't go wrong with that, can you?
You know, and when I was looking at this dish, it reminded me very much of the corn pureed soup that I got at GECO, because it had a soft poached egg and a pork belly.
Oh, okay.
And then it was the corn soup. So I'm looking at how they put this together, and it's eerily similar to the soup over at GECO.
Very interesting. Those flavor profiles will be similar.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the BLT, the winner in that one. So we have Cuisine Classique, a red wine braised short rib with parsnip puree, broccolini, baby tomatoes, and aged balsamic.
I don't even know if we need to go further down the line.
Yeah, probably not. A seared Corvina with braised ratatouille and lemon thyme beurre blanc.
I do love I love Corvina.
That's a fish. That's more like a local fish down there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a nice white fish. It's very tasty.
Because I've never had that. I've heard of it, but I've never had it. And then they have that same chocolate chip cookie there. But, I mean, the seared Corvina sounds good. I mean, you can get a short rib anywhere. Seared Corvina with a braised ratatouille, that sounds good. That's like all different vegetables. I'm going to go with the Corvina.
I'll go with that too, Bill.
All right. And then they have some beers at this one, which interests me. I know that doesn't interest you. As far as dessert goes, they have a caramel cream tart with a caramel glaze tarped with cream puffs. That sounds like a good dessert. Duck Rabbit Milk Stout from Farmville, North Carolina. Bell's Two-Hearted American Style IPA from Kalamazoo, Michigan, and Sierra Nevada. All right, so we'll move on to the Painter's Palette.
Yeah.
And they have a trio of savory croissant donuts. This has my ears peaked up a little bit here. A whipped boursin garlic and fine herb cheese donut. A chicken salad with shaved fennel and fresh herbs. And a spicy tuna with wasabi and seaweed salad. So these are like croissant donuts, but with all this, I don't know, it's just basically a croissant. I'm going to have to see a picture of this. Is there any pictures?
I'm not seeing hyperlinks.
Let me see. Yeah, there are hyperlinks. So let's see what's going on here. Painter's Palette. Oh, they're like sandwiches, Bill.
Oh, see, I didn't get the hyperlinks over here.
If you click on the top where it says Painter's Palette, click here. It opens you up to a new page and it shows you pictures.
Oh, this is Jason. I see what we're saying here.
Now, this changes the game. Look at these things, these croissants. Three little sandwiches. Chicken salad sandwich, a boursin, a cheese sandwich, and then a little, like a sushi almost. Oh, that changes the game.
They're not doing anything for me.
That looks tasty. How about the next thing, though? We have the Gallery Bites, a trio of hors d'oeuvres. One is a chilled shrimp with cucumber cream cheese on a crostini, a traditional deviled egg with candy bacon, or a crispy truffled risotto ball with stone ground mustard. Those all sound good. Yeah, those look good. That deviled egg looks good. That size of the bacon is nice. Oh, yeah. Very good. Good stuff here. And then we have a pop art abstract design sugar cookie with strawberry filling. No thanks. White chocolate figment puzzle on an artist palette. Okay, so there's a Mickey and Pluto white chocolate painting. Festival of the Arts white chocolate painting. Pomegranate mule. It's a drink. And then there's a popcorn pairing flight, which they show a picture of it, and it basically has three different beers, and each one has a little bit of popcorn with it. So you can get a North Coast Brewing Company Scrimshaw Pilsner that comes with bacon barbecue popcorn. Then there's MIA Beer Company as a Jazz IPA with jalapeno ranch popcorn. And then there's a Central 28 Beer Company Miss Mary Brown Oatmeal Brown Ale that comes with buffalo blue cheese popcorn. So that's pretty interesting. That's a good idea, at least. A little bit of popcorn with each beer that you try for $11. That's a good idea. I like that.
You like having a popcorn with the beer.
I think it's neat, don't you?
Yeah, it's okay, sure.
Good idea. So what do you like? Do you like those croissants or the hors d'oeuvres to come out?
I'm
going to
take a pass. This is definitely a must-miss for Port
nothing.
For Mike.
Yeah, you wouldn't even try the, like, the shrimp doesn't look good to you? It's a regular piece of shrimp?
Nah.
I mean, I would go with the croissants. That interests me to try those. That's what I would pick. All right, so we're going to Pop Eats. This one has a sous vide poulet rouge chicken roulade with apples and sage served with warm brie fondue, blueberry and beet gel, and garnished with apple and beet chips. That sounds a little fancy.
Mm-hmm. Too much for me.
A shrimp ceviche with lime mint foam. An almond frangipane cake layered with raspberry jam and chocolate. That sounds pretty good, actually. Then they have that pop art cookie. Looking at some pictures, that sous vide thing looks way too fancy. But the, where's this cake? I think I'm taking a pass on this whole cart.
Yeah, I am too.
The ceviche is probably okay, but I mean, I'm not going to pay $6 for like half a piece of shrimp chopped up with some lime juice. Decadent Delights. This one's going to be desserts, I think. So this is probably not going to really get you too excited, but we'll go through it. They have a white chocolate and purple sweet potato mousse, salted caramel, and maple meringue with coconut. A crisp caramel chocolate mousse bar, flavored meringue kisses, and passion fruit sauce. And then they have a s'mores tart, house-smoked buttermilk chocolate cake with chocolate mousse, toasted marshmallow meringue, graham cracker dust, and malted milk chocolate sauce. That sounds good to me. I like s'mores a lot. I like that flavor. Then they have that jumbo chocolate chip cookie there as well. You got anything there looking good for you?
No.
You don't like s'mores, Bill?
They're okay.
I like s'mores. I'm a big fan. This tart.
I'm saving. I'm going to have s'mores with the Willings next time they go down to Fort.
Oh, Williams. Yeah? You're going to bring a big bag of marshmallows with you?
Yeah.
Find a stick in the woods and go ahead and do that?
Yes.
I would take the s'mores, though. I just looked at the picture of it. It looks pretty big. Looks good. Moving on to the Masterpiece Kitchen. They have a charcuterie palette with artisan-cured meats, Nooskies, smoked beef, and cheese. Sounds good. $14. That better be good.
Yeah. Better be good, and you better have a decent-sized plate.
Yeah, we'll take a look at this in the picture in a second. Then they have a smoked salmon tartare, caviar, crisp lavash, and traditional accompaniments. That's $12. And then a wild mushroom risotto with aged Parmesan, truffle shavings, and a Zinfandel reduction. That sounds pretty good. $9. This is like the expensive booth. Triple chocolate mousse, chocolate crunch, dark chocolate sauce, and gold leaf from our master pastry chef.
That charcuterie actually looks good, Billy. I'm taking liberty to check it out right
That's
now.
All right. I mean, they even have a $29 thing of champagne at this one. So that's like the high-end place.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's look at this charcuterie thing.
I think it looks good.
That risotto looks good, but that doesn't look very big for $9. Smoked salmon tartare. That looks big, though. I'll give it that. That's a big, big portion. I don't think I would want that, but it looks good. Oh, you're not kidding. That charcuterie plate. Look at that thing. It's like three pieces of ham on there. A couple things of prosciutto. Looks like some spicy chorizo, some blue cheese, some brie, some crostinis. I'm not sure. That must be the smoked beef that's over there on the corner with that tomato sauce or something. It looks pretty good to me. Maybe that might be $14 well spent. That's
fading into the end zone. One-handed grab. Touchdown, Tennessee.
Oh, beautiful. Nothing would make me happier than if the Patriots lose to Marcus Mariota. Thanks for the live update. I was going to watch it when we're done. What do you like out of this Masterpiece Kitchen? You going with that charcuterie plate?
Yes.
Yeah, it looks good. Now we have to go to El Artista Hambranito. Means the hungry artist.
Talk to me.
A mixote de cordero, wrapped slow-braised lamb marinated in tres chiles paste and spices. Not sure what that is, but a little bit of lamb with some chilies on it sounds good. Tacos de puerco, two corn tortillas with slow-roasted pork shoulder marinated in ancho paste and served with sweet plantain puree garnished with pea tendrils. Then they have atole de fresa and Mexican concha bread, warm strawberry drink served with Mexican concha bread. Let's see. I gotta look at these pictures because I'm not sure what we're talking about here. So this lamb comes in like paper. It's just covered in filth, though. Slow braised lamb marinated in trace chilies, paste, spices. It's just filthy. The tacos look pretty good. Big portions of pork on there. I think I would say the tacos for me. What did you look at those pictures?
Yeah, I'm going with the tacos as well.
Doesn't that look like a little bit of mud in those that braised lamb?
Mm-hmm.
Probably tastes good. If it looks that bad, it has to taste pretty good.
Yeah, right.
But I'll still go with the tacos. Those look like they would actually fill you up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going over to Italy here.
Italy. Let's go to Italy.
La Arte di Mangiare. Involtini di salmon al basilico, piso venere, salsa romesco. It's a basil-scented salmon roulade, purple rice, and romesco sauce. Some of these are pretty expensive. $12.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see those prices at Food and Wine.
No, you don't.
Soffermato di melanese e pomodori mozzarella fior di latte. Tomato and eggplant terrine with a fior di latte mozzarella. $9.
That sounds good.
That does sound good. I'm not a big eggplant fan, but I like a... eggplant terrine is usually pretty good because it's really thin sliced.
Billy, if I'm reading correctly, too, if you're on the dining plan, a lot of these say snack eligible.
Yeah, $12 the snack.
You're talking
that's
about a $12 snack.
You can make some money on that. Yeah.
Yes.
The $14 salmon cheese board was not snack eligible. But pretty much everything else is. $9.95 tacos are snack eligible.
Looks like the cutoff point is around the $12 to $13 price.
Yeah, exactly. Then we have a crema fitta, pesce e rucola pesto. Cream fritters, peach and arugula pesto with cherry. That's like a dessert, $7. Yeah, I mean that... What does it look like here? The salmon doesn't look too tempting to me, looking at that picture.
I don't like salmon anyway, so...
Or is that the... I don't know. I don't even know what I'm looking at here.
This is Mike.
The first picture, is that the eggplant thing? It is. Yeah, that doesn't look that good to me. Nothing. The salmon's a big portion, so for $12 you get like a nice salmon steak, it looks like, with the purple rice. I'd probably go with that. The eggplant thing looks pretty gross for some reason. The tomato inside, I don't know. Not going to do it for me, so I'm going with the salmon. You don't like salmon, you're going to go with the eggplant out of
yes.
that one?
Yes, yes.
All right, so now we're moving on to Japan. This is the Takumi table.
Moving right along.
They have a sushi, chirashi sushi and hapua pearl, salmon tuna and yuzu miso with coconut tapioca pudding. I don't know what's going on there.
Mr. Klinsman has never seen the sun go up in the west.
One of my favorite songs, Muppets. You're not a Muppet guy, but that's a good song.
That's correct.
Taiyaki, stuffed Japanese pastry with sesame cream and raspberry sauce. Then they have a yogurt. And a sake and a personalized wooden cup for $10. That's pretty cool. If you're gonna get a sake, might as well get a personalized wooden cup out of the deal.
I've never had sake. Have you?
I've had it before at like the teppanyaki grills, like where they have it. It's kind of
how
like
is a, it? It's like warm, isn't it?
It's usually served warm. It's got a weird aftertaste. Like the initial taste of it, you get like the burn, and then the aftertaste is like sweet. It's not bad. It's not something that you would get all the time. But it has its place. It's okay.
Like you and Sarah wouldn't sit downstairs, watch a UConn game, and kill a bottle of sake, is what
no,
you're saying.
No, I would not.
Okay, all right.
That's kind of cool, the little wooden cup. I don't know what you'd do with that little wooden cup after you get it, but it's neat. Yeah, I'm going to do a hard pass here on everything. The sushi
doesn't
look
very good. We're going to China now?
Yeah, let's go to China. The painted panda.
No thanks.
Coconut panda rice cake. How about this? Crispy fried shrimp in a wonton chip lotus flower. That sounds good.
Sounds okay.
Crystal moon cake with a fruit filling garnished with toasted coconut. There's a couple of drinks. There's a fortune cookie drink, a scarlet blossom, and a bubble tea. Let's see what we have here. Oh, the rice thing, it's just like a little, looks like a panda. It's basically just rice in the shape of a panda head. I don't think I'd pay $5 for that, but there it is. That's what it is. And then they have the crispy fried shrimp in a wonton chip lotus flower. Looks good. Looks small, though. $8.50. I think you get one piece of shrimp and a couple wonton things. Yeah. I would go with the shrimp out of anything, but I don't know. It doesn't look like a good deal.
No. Nothing France. Here is exciting me. Yep, let's go
France
over
better
to France.
Pull it up here, because we have the L'Art de Cuisine Française. Roulettes du Mans, Cornichons Carré Boulanger. House-made pork roulettes, cornichons, and house-made bread, $8.75. I don't know what any of that is, but it sounds pretty good. Salmon en croûte, façon Paul Bousse. Salmon in a puff pastry crust, Paul Bousse style with spinach and beurre blanc sauce. A lot of salmon at the art festival here.
Yeah, I know.
Le coucher de soleil, sunset mango and raspberry cake, and then a few drinks. Let's see what we have, what we're looking at here. The cornichons are little pickles. The bread looks good. And then it's just got like a little can of, I don't know what, like gelatin pork. I don't know. Looks kind of not that appetizing to me.
No, nothing in France looks that good, does it?
The salmon looks good. I mean, I know you don't like salmon, but I like that. It has like the little puff pastry with the salmon pieces inside with the sauce. That looks good. That actually would be something I'd go out of my way to get. That looks pretty tasty.
I mean, what is this thing? This Roulettes du Mans looks like you're eating somebody's toupee.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like deviled ham almost. Remember that stuff you used to get in the can, the deviled ham?
No, I never ate that mud.
Well, I mean, you're aware
of it. I'd rather eat grass clippings.
That's kind of what it looks like. Yeah, not the best thing, but that that salmon thing looks pretty good. I know you don't like salmon, but you have to admit that at least looks good. The big puff pastry and the sauce and everything sounds good.
That looks okay. Moving right.
Then we have the Mosaic Canteen in Morocco. They are offering up the hummus trifle, layered hummus topped with spiced beef, pine nuts, and dried cherries, served with pita chips. Sounds okay. A Mediterranean flatbread with za'atar, olive oil, artichokes, olives, mozzarella, and feta cheese. That actually sounds really good. It looks good too. And then a chebaca. Like Chewbacca?
Chewbacca.
Hand-twisted strips of fried dough coated with honey, rose water, and sesame seeds. That's just a dessert. That flatbread looks fantastic, though. Doesn't that look good? Like a nice, fresh snack? Something you get at the France Quick Serve, maybe?
Yes.
That looks pretty good. I would definitely eat that. And the hummus looks good, too. It's got beef on there and some, what did it say, pine nuts? The cherries, I don't know about that, but...
Stuff that doesn't go with stuff.
Yeah, that is a little bit of stuff that doesn't go with stuff. But the hummus looks good in the
that flatbread really does look good, though.
It looks like a really good
doesn't, yeah.
Nice light lunch. Split it with two people. Some fresh veggies on top. That looks pretty solid. And then let's see what else we have. More Festival of the Arts food offerings. What's going on here? Fife and Drum has that chocolate chip. Funnel cakes with orange cream. So that's like a special funnel cake. Refreshment Port has some specialty things, apparently, which I've heard. Now, I don't know. There's rumors going on that you can get at the Refreshment Port. That's like the little stand right next to Canada before you get into Canada.
Okay.
I saw something that said you could get French fries topped with cheddar beer soup from Le Cellier.
Really?
And, like, cheese on top, cheese curds. Like poutine made with the cheddar beer soup. That sounds like a good idea. But I don't see it anywhere on this this lineup that we have from this website. So I don't know how true it is. But a lot of some interesting things. Not as much that really jumps out at me. The first couple booths were pretty solid. But as they went on, the country ones didn't do a whole lot for me.
No.
Like some of the special ones at the beginning looked pretty good. Actually, going back, looking at that roast pork roulade, it looks pretty good. At the beginning. The scallop, though, that has to be the winner at that first booth, the artist table.
I'm honestly very underwhelmed with the food offerings.
Yeah, it's not a whole lot. This is more, I think the whole festival is more like art, because like in all the countries they have like some artists and they have their actual Disney artwork on display and for sale. So it's more of like that kind of festival, and then they do have some of the food. But yeah, looking at the stuff, I mean, some stuff sounds pretty good. It wouldn't be something that I'd make a special trip for, like where you are. I wouldn't be like, oh, I got to go check it out, like Food and right. Wine. But if you were there, I would check it out. You know, if you were going up anyway,
mm-hmm.
walk through, see if anything catches your eye. But you want to take another break here, and then we'll come back and we can give our overall top choices out of these
sure.
things?
All right, sure, let's take a break.
Hey, Fred Drive. It's a beautiful country out here. A frog and a bear seeing America. Moving right along in search of good times and good news. With good friends you can't lose. This could become a habit. Opportunity knocks once, let's reach out and grab it.
Yeah!
Together we'll nab it.
We'll hitchhike, bus, or yellow cabin.
Cabin?
Moving right along. Footloose and fancy free.
Getting there is half the fun, come share it with me.
Moving right along.
Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. We'll learn to share the load.
We don't need a map to keep this show on the road.
Hey, Fozzie, I want you to turn left if you come to a fork in the road.
Yes, sir, turn left at the fork in the road. Permit!
I don't believe that.
Moving right along, we found a life on the highway.
And your way is my way.
So trust my navigation.
California, here we come to pine in the skyland.
Palm trees and warm sand.
So savvy, we just left Rhode Island.
We did what?
Just forget it.
I'm moving right along. Dug-a-dum, dug-a-dum. Hey, LA, where have you gone?
Send someone to fetch us. We're in Saskatchewan.
Moving right along. Dug-a-dum, dug-a-dum. You take it. You know best.
Hey, I've never seen the sun come up in the west. Ah, a bear in his natural habitat. A Studebaker.
Hey, Fozzie, look up ahead.
What is that?
All right, we're back from break. This is episode 202 of the Pull from War. Montana, Asael, how to do this podcast, Mr. Klinsman
hey there,
and I just ran through some of the food
way.
Offerings.
I'm on my way
that's, that is correct.
The Epcot Festival, Epcot International Festival of the Arts.
Looking at some of these pictures, some of the things we kind of like glossed over at the beginning, they actually look pretty good. Like that that pork roulade at the first place looks fantastic. The braised short ribs, I kind of went away from those, but that looks really good. You got to find that picture of those braised short ribs, Bill.
Where is it?
That's at the Cuisine Classique booth.
All right, let's take a look at these short ribs.
Got the tomatoes and the reduction on there. Looks a little overdone to me.
Oh, that looks good.
Looks like it's a little dry, though. I mean, the presentation's nice, and it looks like big portions, but it looks a little dry. The Corvino still looks
oh,
good,
the
though.
The Corvino looks fabulous, doesn't it?
It does. This nice sear on the top. Over a nice plate of mud.
I love
ratatouille.
Fish.
Yeah.
Do you like fish, Bill?
I do. I enjoy it. Especially something like that I haven't had before. I would really go towards that. Try something I've never had.
We're gonna have to get you some nice grouper when you come down.
That sounds good to me. Although out of everything that we've gone through on this, I'd have to say that my top would either be that charcuterie plate from the kitchen, the Masterpiece Kitchen, or that pan-seared scallop with the shadice. Those are probably my two top choices of anything.
Did we see a picture of the pan-seared scallop with the shadice?
No, we didn't. I didn't realize the pictures were available at that point. But
let's take a look at that too before we sign up.
That Parmesan chip on top.
What now? What table is this? Oh,
that's
the
first one.
There we go. Yep.
That pork looks good though, too. At the artist.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking at the deconstructed BLT.
No, that also looks pretty good.
Yep, that looks lovely.
The pork looks nice,
mm-hmm.
But that scallop looks fantastic, doesn't it?
Yes.
It's got the red pepper sauce. It's got nice big chunks of shadice, and the scallop looks like it's nice and crispy on the outside. Parmesan chip to go with it.
Oh, the pork looks good.
The pork looks fantastic.
Peared scallop looks lovely.
Butternut squash.
I think you could just eat here all night.
Yeah, that might just be the one-stop shop, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Do that. Get the scallop, the pork, and the charcuterie plate.
And you'd be a happy camper.
So you're out of there for like $27. That's a pretty solid meal overall. Mm-hmm. Couple drinks. You're looking good. Yeah, I like that. You on the same page with me on this?
Yes.
Yeah. I agree, though. There's not a whole lot, but I guess they're really not focusing on the food, or maybe they're focusing on doing
I mean, there's a lot of food offerings. It's just a lot of it just didn't really ring a bell.
I think they're trying a little too hard on some of the stuff.
Yeah, trying to be a little too sophisticated.
A little too fancy, doing things. Like, a lot of stuff that doesn't go with stuff. Like, things that I would try, but I don't want to spend $9 to try something that I probably won't like. You know what I mean? If it was $4 mm-hmm. and a smaller portion of one of the, some of those weird things, I'd be like, all right, I'd try it. But a lot of this, it's like kind of like some a lot of hoity-toity stuff.
Correct.
Like, I don't mind if you want to get fancy with a piece of steak and something else, but if you start throwing in all these weird vegetables that I've never heard of and fruits and things like that, then that's where I kind of like put my foot down on that. We probably sound like unsophisticated slobs.
Yeah, we do. Usually we're little food snobs, but right. Now we sound like, yeah,
that's all right.
Slobs. Which well, we are.
Yeah, well, that's true. We could be food snobs and slobs at the same time. But it's kind of a cool cool festival, though, I think. It's a good idea. I like that they have the artists being able to have their work on display, because I do love the Disney art. I love those stores.
Yes.
The Magic Kingdom and Epcot, those two especially, and then in Downtown Disney, I always check those out.
Speaking of
Disney Springs. Sorry, yes, go ahead.
We're trying to find. We have a nice area above the pantry, and we want it. You have to put a clock there.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? It's just got that big wall space above the pantry. You got to put something. So we want to put a clock. Now I'm in negotiations. I'd like to put like a nice Disney clock up there.
Sure.
Without ruining the look. So, do you remember at the co-op, did they have any like classic looking Disney like food related? Remember that area that had a lot of food stuff that you and I were looking at?
Yeah, you're right.
Do you remember if they had like I said, if it was classic, like if it was just a Mickey Mouse face, obviously you're not going to put it in your brand new house.
Right.
But if it had something, you know, like with, even if it was like characters like cooking dinner or something.
I don't remember seeing a clock.
But I don't remember. No, they had everything. Because I remember you and I were like, oh, we need this. We got to put this in the house.
You know what would be cool as a clock?
And what's
it might,
that?
If it, I don't know if it exists. Like just big round spaceship Earth with just a couple clock hands on it.
Oh, that would be really cool.
You know? I think that would be cool. But I don't know. I don't know of any like kind of like subtle Disney clocks. Like I feel like they're mostly just the Mickey Mouse ones, but I haven't really looked
like even
into
like
it.
Even like Lady and the Tramp would be cool,
like over the pasta
because
or
it
something.
Fits. Yeah, because it fits. But
that's interesting. We'll have to look into that.
Yeah, if any of our listeners know of where we can find the clock, email the Por Favor podcast.
Yes. Well, you want to give all that information since we're coming.
Might
to
as
the
well.
End of
that's
the show?
A good. That's yeah. A good way. You can listen to the show on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play. Search for us at Por Favor Podcast, and follow us social media on Facebook and Twitter, Por Favor Podcast. You can follow me personally at Por Favor Mike. Email the show, info at Por Favor Podcast. You can email me, Mike, at Por Favor Podcast. Mr. Klinsman, you want to finish it up?
Sure. You can go to youtube.com/Por Favor Podcast, and you can email me, Gary, at PorFavorPodcast.com.
All right. That's all I got. Thanks for listening to episode 202 of the Por Favor Mantengase. Alejandro to this podcast from Mr. Klinsman up in Westerly, Rhode Island. I am Mike down in sunny Southwest Florida, and we will talk to you next week.